¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Does it feel like we get a little out of practice with the Tuesday show now that we're just over on Patreon kind of all the time?
Like, is that what it is? Yeah, there's something going on. It's a little off. But also I feel like I'm tired. You're sick.
Yeah.
I'm also just out of
like routine, where are just of like my catching life. Up to the moment. Like
right.
Where yes. are we?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
maybe
we're
it's
here
a little,
now, guys.
Little of this, little of that.
And I actually think
they
might not even pick up on it because I feel like our editor, RPM, lines us up.
Oh, great.
You know, so like when we first started doing this podcast, guys, I used to listen every week to the show, and I have not really listened in years to our show back, but I did listen to the beginning one time because I think he said something about the cadence or something. I don't know. Anyway, but he syncs us up. So we look like we're very professional.
Polished.
People. Yes.
We're polished.
Okay. So
anyway, so when you
chaos
said-
Chaos is everywhere.
Chaos is everywhere.
Yeah.
When you said, before we hit record, you said, okay, we're going to launch.
Yeah.
It reminded me of, I don't listen to Mel Robbins that often.
I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever really listened to her, but- Except for once, this one time.
Yeah.
My friend sent me one of her interviews, and it was great. Mm. Can't remember who
was
it was
she
with.
Being interviewed or doing the interviewing?
She was being interviewed.
Okay. I like her better in that capacity. I don't love her podcast.
Yeah.
Because I don't like her as an interviewer.
Oh, I've never heard that
like
side of it.
I don't like the way that, I don't like anyone when they're, it's, and I get it. This is what you're supposed to do when you have guests on your podcast, but it's like overly complimentary and like overly oohing and aahing over the guests, which I guess is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But it feels inauthentic or something because she's like shocked about information that I feel like is basic knowledge.
Yeah.
So I just can't listen to it. Anyway, but people are obsessed with her. I'm just not one of them. And I cannot figure out why. I was like, at one point, I'm like, am I jealous that she got this success? Like, why don't I? Because I should be rooting for her.
Yeah. There's
but
just
I
something,
don't.
There's just
some bugs.
Some things you just can't explain.
But what were you going to say about her?
I just had never listened to her. And she's very, very popular and famous.
Yes. Right.
And it was a great listen. But I will say the one thing I took from it that now I do every morning is she talks about 3-2-1 launch. Have you heard about the bed thing?
Well, 5-4-3-2-1. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that that's like a very common thing. I don't know
that's
how often
she
talked
famous,
about it.
Was the it was like
oh,
the
really?
5-second rule. Yeah, that's it's like her first book was
so that's
this
like
thing.
The Mel
that's
Robbins
her thing.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got
now
it.
She has other books and like a bunch of other you know, podcast, blah, blah, blah. But that is what put her on the map was this.
Well,
is it the 5-second rule or something like that?
It works.
Have you so been doing
you
it?
Yeah. If you haven't heard about it, I'm the only one in the world living under a rock.
Well, no, the here. Fact that you haven't heard about it means other people haven't either, I'm sure.
So it's this thing where, you know, you're in bed and you just want to stay in there forever. And some days that's great if you're like, mm-hmm. that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on the days where you mean business or whatever,
yeah, right.
you know, where you know, you go to bed that yeah. night thinking like, I want to get out of bed the next morning and do
yes.
whatever it may be.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you just pretend to be a rocket ship.
Right.
And you just 5-4-3-2-1 and then you literally launch like you pretend like a kid. You're a kid.
Right.
You pretend like you're a rocket ship. I do it with Ben. I wake him up and I'm like, okay, we're going to be rocket ships. Pretend
and so you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch.
Yeah.
And there's some science that she says about the brain, like the backwards counting or something, right? Doesn't she talk about like the science of it?
Yeah.
Getting it like jolts you, whatever. I don't know.
She went in. None of that stuck with me.
Yeah.
I'm finding it helpful. And I don't know really why, other than it's just, it forces you to kind of just do it.
You know what I'm going to take right now?
What are you
my
taking?
My brain is fuzz. The Vaya.
Yeah.
Flow state.
That's going to keep you up.
It's going to keep me up.
Yes.
I feel very, very tired right now. So we'll at least
take half.
Because it doesn't have caffeine, right?
No, but it gets you in the zone.
I just want to feel awake without caffeine. So should I
not
do
this? There's no caffeine, but it'll like, that's a daytime gummy.
Is that well?
But
we're recording at night,
in.
Guys. I need something. I need some energy. I need a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, some energy. Yeah.
What's
life.
Up? So we're recording Patreon tomorrow. When we record
we're
Patreon,
recording early because our
it's
editor
really
is going
nice
on vacation.
Because we can just like catch up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we don't normally do that here, but how are, like, quick catch up.
Okay.
Give me the lowdown on you.
Random. I think I had talked about I was going to California, right?
Yes.
So random, I don't remember if I think it was probably on Patreon where I talked about this girl that I met. She has like a clothing store down here and I just really like her energy. I've liked her vibe and our paths have crossed in a few different ways. And then recently she was like, she wanted to get away and take a trip to California. And she was like, I was thinking about who can just like leave midweek. Cause she owns a clothing store and it's open Thursday through Sunday. So she can't do like weekends. So she wanted to do like midweek, you know? And she's like, I was thinking who can just get up and go. So then she messaged me and was like, hey, would you want to do like a mom and kids trip out to California? I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
I love
so she could only go for 2 days. So we got there on Sunday and I was going to drive out with her, but she had to come back Tuesday. And I'm like, well, I want to extend because my sister. So we went to San Clemente, which is like 40 or something minutes south of where my sister lives in Long Beach. So Sarisa and Callan came down and then I brought Mac and then her name's Mandy. She owns Be Queen Clothing. You can find her online. It's like the cutest, softest, best pieces, like basic, just everyday. Awesome. But she's a great human. And she has 2 boys as well. So it was the 3 moms and the 4 boys and we got there Sunday and then she left Tuesday morning and then I went up for the 1 extra night with my sister and Callan and then we literally just landed a couple of hours ago.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and you just like, you don't sleep as well when you're not in your own bed.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, we were drinking and just like staying up late because the kids are playing.
Yeah.
So the kids aren't going to bed until, I don't know, 10, but then you kind of want to stay up and get some like fun time just talking with the moms, you know?
Yeah.
So we're like talking after the kids go down. So we didn't go to bed till probably midnight.
Sure.
You know, so I just feel like tired today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was following along on Insta stories. Mm-hmm. It did seem so good.
It was so cute. Just all these little boys and they played so well together. It was so fun. And it was my first time hanging out with Mandy one-on-one. And, you know, her and I talked about it, like for whatever reason, neither of us felt nervous. We knew that, I guess, enough of each other that we'd probably, but like that's kind of
bold
when you've never hung out and then now you're going to go on vacation with your family and stay in the same place, you know?
Yeah.
But it was so wonderful and so fun and it was fast in and out. This is not my rant, but I do have a rant. So I was going to ride out with her, but then when she couldn't stay long, I was like, okay, well maybe Mac and I will just fly. And so I booked, I've talked about it here, I think, JSX. It's a semi-private airline. And I don't know what that means, why they call it semi-private airline. Because it's like a big plane, but it's not through like the main airports. It's like the smaller, I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of feels fancy. You only show up 20 minutes before the flight. You can bring your, you know, there's no like pre-TSA, anything. They swipe everything and then must test for explosives or so. I don't know what that little wipey thing does, but they do that. But then that's kind of it. So I had booked this flight on Wednesday. Thursday, I started just getting all these texts. It was like, your flight's been changed. Your flight's been adjusted. And I got like three or four in a row. And I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on? And I look and it just says your flight's been changed from 9:45 departure to 10:15 departure. No problem. That's great. I don't mind that because then I'm going to land at 11:30. And Mandy, her plan was to get into town about noon. So that's going to be perfect. So then we get to the airport and we get there. Flight is at 10:15. So we get there at 9:40. Right. So I guess a little earlier because they say 20 minutes. We got there like 30 minutes in advance. And he goes, where are you going? I said Orange County. And he was like, we don't have what Orange County flight. And I'm like, the 10:15. He's like, no, we just closed the door for Orange County. No. And I was like, what? No. And then I'm thinking, did these texts not, like, it said that they changed it, but because you got so many of them, yeah. I was like, maybe there was some sort of glitch. I don't know. So I was like, oh no, what? Did it not change the time? And he's, oh, it looks like you're on tomorrow's flight at 10:15. So we were supposed to leave on Sunday, 10:15, well, 9:45 flight. They moved it to 10:15. And I'm like, okay, no problem. In no world or universe would I ever think that an airline would just change your flight to another day.
Never.
You know, like that seems that. And I look at the text and it did say the days on there, but you don't really, it was the times were like you're underlined just looking at and the bold. Time. Yeah. You're just looking at the time because there's no planet that you're thinking, oh, they're changing the day.
Right.
You know, when they say, hey, your flight's been changed, there's no planet.
That's crazy.
Luckily, there was a, so then I'm like, the flight is still there. It has not left yet. And they don't have another flight until 4:40 that night, which then the whole day's wiped. You know, we're not getting it until 7 p.m. And she's already has to leave Tuesday morning. So I'm like, so we get one day. I was so pissed, especially because you book like this luxury kind of whatever for convenience sake to avoid the, you know, big airport and they fly into smaller airports and whatever. And then it's this. Luckily, there was another couple there that had the exact same thing happen to them. They changed yeah. their flight. And so it didn't, if it would have just been me, I feel like I would have been like, oh, it's user error, but it couldn't have been, I don't know. I would have felt like I didn't have as much repercussions or something.
Sure, sure.
Whatever. But they're in the same boat. They're pissed off. We're all pissed off. We're trying to figure, and the flight is still there, but they go, once we close the door, we can't reopen the door. The flight is here that you guys messed up. Anyway, whatever. That flight takes off. We're pissed off. We're trying to reroute. They end up opting to go to Carlsbad on like a 4 p.m. flight and then drive up, and it gets them there a couple hours earlier than the one that we were trying. I opted for Burbank and it got us there like 4 hours, but then that's like, it was an hour and a half drive down from North LA down to where we were going, you know, but still got us in faster. And I'm just pissed. I was pissed off. Now I should have called when I was pissed because now we're home and everything's yeah. fine and whatever. But I want to get some sort of compensation for this or get a flight yes. voucher because that is a freaking nightmare. So we started out the trip not
on the wrong foot.
On the wrong foot, big time. But after that, everything went off without a hitch. Yes. So fun. Great time. We went. So when she said she wanted to go to California, Mac has been like every year we go to California for Callan's birthday.
Yeah.
But we were maybe going to try a different cute town this time. But Mac has been talking about, have you heard of Ride Makers or did I talk about
it? You talked about it on the pod. Yeah.
So it's like Build-A-Bear, but you build a car, like a remote control car. And so we were able to, that's why I also wanted to extend a day so that we could go to Ride Makers. That place is cool. If you guys have a Ride Maker and if you have kids that are into cars, like you literally, you pick out the shell of your car. There's 30 to choose from. Then you can choose if you want like a street kit or if you want monster truck, like if you want a, you know, high, low, whatever. You can choose your rims, your tires, any extra like lights you want to put on, different engine parts, like these muffler, like you can make it fancy, whatever.
On the West Coast, it is just LA.
I know. Wow. You can order it online, but I don't feel like it would be as cool. Like Rev wants one and they're not cheap. So I didn't want to pick, she was like, make me one, but I didn't want to make her one. Cause Max car, Callan's was $114.
Wow.
Max was $150. These are not cheap cars, but you know, you're doing it for the experience. You're doing it for the like this. And that's all they used all day yesterday and today. And I was telling Sarissa, we go out to dinner. Her and I are spending $100 each on food and drinks. And that gives us a couple of hours of fun. These kids, they're getting hours and hours and hours, you know, whatever. And highlight for sure. So yes, it's expensive, but whatever. It was a special thing. It was a special thing. But I didn't want to build Rev one because they're so expensive. I want her to pick out her stuff. Now you can order it online, but I do think there's something cool about going in. And then they have this, what I call pit crew area, where they teach you how to do it. And you have like a drill. It's like, bzz, bzz, bzz. You're like, bzz, you know,
that's so cool.
Screwing things in. And it's so cool. And they have them like in kid centered places. So there's like Mall of America, Disneyland, Orlando. There's more on the East Coast somewhere. But if you have one,
it's an event.
Yes. So check it out. But yeah, so that was like, it was a great little trip.
I love that.
It was awesome. It was so fun.
So cool.
And now we're back. And you, on the other hand,
not so great.
Have been feeling not so great. Yeah.
I'll give like a full update on Patreon, like of life, I guess, which is there's great things within my life happening right now.
Of course,
really great things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, on the flip side, Sunday night, I was fine all weekend. Sunday night, I was like, is something going on? Yeah. You know,
was it? A tickle? You started with a tickle or something?
No, I just felt really tired.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I just felt really tired. Like I just wanted to lay down.
Yeah.
And I had seen a friend. Okay. So Sunday night, I'm like, is something starting to go on? And I just like took a nap, which is I don't nap.
Right.
I took a nap Sunday afternoon and then did not have a hard time going to sleep Sunday night.
So your body was asking for sleep. So I'm like,
something's up.
Yeah.
And then Monday I was running a call at work.
Yeah.
And that's when it really started feeling hard. Like there was something about like being on email and stuff where I was like, you know, in our Slack and everything, I was fine. But then when I was running a call, I was like, whoa. And I was like, I'm sorry, everyone. You're going to have to bear with me. Like something is pulling me down. And it pulled me down. And I joked about on the call. I'm like, yeah, maybe I have COVID. I just like made an offhanded comment.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it and I had some old tests lying around. No one tests anymore, I feel like.
Right.
But I have old tests lying around. But I was like, I want to know because I'd seen a friend Sunday morning who I was also supposed to see Tuesday night.
Okay.
That has a very ill family member in the hospital.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
And so I needed to be responsible if I had a test that, and I knew like, I'm not going to go Tuesday night, but I also wanted to give this person a heads up.
Yeah.
And so then I took a test and came back immediately positive.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wow.
I was like, well, this is crazy. You know, COVID in June. And I think it's been a little while since I've had COVID. I mean, I haven't tested. I don't really know when the last time is that I had it, but the symptoms felt weird because it hasn't been a lot of congestion. It's been like some pressure like in my head, but it's really mostly been extreme fatigue.
Yeah. You were saying today that this is presenting kind of like mono.
I just feel like the last couple of days, all I've wanted to do, I'm like, oh, the floor looks nice to lay on.
Yeah. Just exhausted.
Like, just little things but I feel like I'm starting to turn a corner.
Okay.
You know, but last night I woke up, I don't know if I was breaking a fever. I definitely had some chills as well. It was like chills and fatigue, but I woke up feeling really disoriented and I had taken some NyQuil. I don't know if that's what it was, but I woke up feeling like out of sorts is the best way to describe it. Like racing thoughts and sort of squirmy body. And just, I felt like my heart rate was maybe elevated a little bit and things just like almost when you're drunk and you try to go to bed and then things are like swirly.
Yeah.
Almost like that.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on? This is really weird. It was like 3:30 in the morning that I woke up like that. So I don't know, something just like moving out of me. But not as fun. So here we are. But
are you the only one in your family so far?
Yeah. So, you know, unless they were just like asymptomatic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I also, and I'll catch up on the fun stuff. I've been doing some fun stuff. And so there's a billion places I could have gotten it.
Okay. You've been out painting the town.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. But so no one you know has it specifically?
No.
Or even a cold? Yeah.
No.
Bizarro. Captain Bizarro.
Captain Bizarro.
Anyway. Obviously, teeth are kind of important. We know that. That goes without saying. And grinding is like incredibly common and not great for our teeth. There are 30% of Americans who grind their teeth at night. That's why our smiles need protection. And there's no better solution than Remy's Custom Fit Night Guard. Both dentists and teeth grinders recommend Remy because a custom fit night guard is the best way to protect your teeth. And Remy is 80% less than the dentist and way easier because here's how it works. You get the impression kit sent right to your house, right? Comes straight to your door. It gives you step-by-step instructions to get the perfect impression. You're going to then ship that back, and Remy is going to ship you your custom fit night guard made in the US in Las Vegas. And then you get your night guard back and start protecting your teeth. You just start wearing it. The best part is Remy is so confident that you will get a perfect fit that they offer a 45-night perfect fit guarantee or your money back. And to me, that I think was the clutch piece of this because I have done not night guards, but I've done like teeth whitening things before. And then the fit is not great. Like you get a wrong impression or whatever. So I love that they offer this 45-night perfect fit guarantee so you can make sure it is feeling good. You're covering your teeth, protecting them, making sure those pearly whites are getting the love they deserve.
No waiting rooms, no overpriced bills, just a better way to protect your teeth while you sleep. Try Remy risk-free at shopremy.com/sip and use code SIP to get up to 50% off your night guard at checkout. That's 50% off at shopremi.com/sip with code SIP. Thank you, Remy, for sponsoring this episode. Onward we go. Should we throw ourselves into some faves?
Hop into some faves. I think we should.
Yeah.
I think
are you drinking? Are you sipping on anything?
I mean, I'm just sipping on one of those functional tonics, social tonics.
Yeah.
It was a new flavor, passion fruit tangerine. I hadn't tried it. It's good.
I got a poppy.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a nice.
When you're not
nice
feeling well, the carbonation like sounds good.
Uh-huh.
Like a Sprite or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I was hoping this would give me a little like, you know, pep in my step. Because I'm dragging.
Yeah, the flow state probably hasn't kicked in yet. It's only been 20 minutes.
I slept terribly last night.
Really?
What I was up all the time. There was lots of noises. My sister lives in an apartment complex, so there was like lots of noises I was hearing. Dogs barking, people walking outside, knocking. It's just sounds, you know, even though we sleep with a sound machine. And then I had to get up and pee. She got up to pee one time. So it's just like, you know, then you're kind of up. I don't know why. It was very annoying, though. And then I was up for several hours, and I was hot, so I went out to the couch and laid down. And because I don't know if she has air conditioning. I feel like a lot of places in California don't.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't necessarily need it. So anyway, I'm just dragging a little bit today. It's fine. We're going to be fine,
we're
you guys.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Okay, so some faves. I'll go first because I feel like it's been a while. Now, this is not new, I think, but I can, again, don't know where we talk about it. Best thing that I've watched, we finished Friends and Neighbors. I think that show is so good. It's so good.
So good.
I'm hearing everybody talking about that sister, girl, whatever it's called, the Jessica Biel one that you talked about.
Jessica Biel one.
Oh, was that not you that talked about it? Maybe it was Shannon. There's a new show with Jessica Biel in it, something about sister, something, something. And everyone is saying it's amazing. But I just finished Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm. I thought, did you finish that yet?
Yes. I loved it.
It's so good. I loved the production of it. The Better Sister? The Better Sister, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Everyone is saying it's very good. So put that on your list, guys. We'll start that this week. But Friends and Neighbors, I thought it was very well done. It was very entertaining. I loved the storyline. I don't know how they would do a season two, if they will, but I'm very curious. I want to know actually what comes next for these characters. I want to see a little bit more. So I'm hoping there'll be a season two, but it got wrapped up in it with a bow. It was kind of like a mystery going on. And I didn't see it coming really what happened. So I just thought it was so good. So yeah, if you haven't checked it out, check it out.
I loved it so much.
The best thing that I've heard lately, I am currently listening to Chelsea Handler's latest book on Audible, and it's called I'll Have What She's Having. I am becoming a really big Chelsea Handler fan.
Really?
Yes. I feel like she used to maybe be a little annoying to me, but not always like super annoying, but lately I've read her last book because she was doing like a press tour for her last book. And I really liked, she had gone through therapy and she's still like a badass feminist. Like actually her and I are very, it sounds very similar. Like some of her, the way that she speaks about herself and way that her brain works seems to be similar as mine. And I mean, without the like stand-up comedian part, obviously, but she's gone through therapy. And so she still has this like edge to her, but yeah. She's more grounded, like less dryness. Like defensive. And yes, mm-hmm. Just kind of like more in her body and not trying. So I don't know. I just am really loving it. She's still funny, but she brings really good like life lessons to that last book and this one. And yeah. I am really a big fan of hers. So
oh, that's cool.
And I love, like, I follow her on social. I love, she just is all about, she's a feminist, female empowerment, doesn't fuck around, jokes. I mean, I guess she's also very sexual. I don't feel like I'm very sexual like that. I don't relate, but I like that she just owns it. You know, yeah. She's just like, this is me. This is who I am. And so that's like the best thing that I've been listening to recently.
I just,
if you haven't done it, you got to get on it. Oh, all of her books, really, but the last couple. Okay. Best thing that I've sipped. Did you yet try the shaken espresso, horchata shaken espresso?
Yes, I did.
I
love
so
horchata.
Good. Horchata is so good.
I love horchata.
And apparently they're coming out with a creamer or something. People have been sending it to me because I've been talking on my stories about it. That Starbucks is coming out with like a creamer or flavor or something like that. I wake up thinking about this horchata shaken espresso. Someone said do horchata because they also, you could do our standard drink, but they have a horchata cold foam.
I did try that.
And what did you think?
It's good. It's not excellent.
Okay. It's not the pumpkin spice.
It's not the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
But it was very, very good. I will say the shaken espresso is better.
Yes. The shake. Yeah. So I did the cold foam on top and I was like, I don't think I need it. It's probably just more calories.
Yeah.
And maybe dairy. I don't know if it even improved the drink. I prefer it without, I think. But I did. Someone said add a sprinkle of cinnamon and I do like a sprinkle of cinnamon on top of it.
That's key.
That's so freaking good, guys. If you get on the Starbucks horchata shaken espresso, and it's a little bit of a sugar bomb, I feel like. So I have been doing like one pump of the horchata instead of two or three or whatever they do. Worth it. It's worth the 8 grams of sugar or whatever that you get with that. Also, I found these protein shakes. They're Rebel. I found them at Sprouts. Ooh. I don't know where else you can get them, but they're Rebel protein shakes. They're in the cold section. And they are, I first saw it was like a lemon pound cake flavor or something. It was so good. And then I talked about it on stories and people were like, oh my gosh, I love that brand. Try this and this and this. They have, so I just had the pina colada one tonight. That one was not my most favorite, but all of them are pretty good. And they're 20 grams of protein, plant-based. So no dairy, clean ingredients, organic, pretty much all the stuff in there is organic. So if you see the Rebel, I think that it's R-E-B-L, not E-L.
Buy them immediately.
Snag them up. Best thing that I've read, 12 things independent kids hear from conscious parents. So these, then the caption, I saw this on social media from Gentle Parenting account. I don't even know what this is. These are things that you can say to your kids. And I just kind of liked them. So I'm going to run through them really quick. You can always ask for help and I'll still believe in you. I trust you to try this on your own. I know you'll figure it out in your own time. I'm proud of how you're growing even when it's hard.
Ooh, I love
you're learning something new and that takes courage. I really like that one because I feel like, I don't know if it's all kids, but it seems like most kids go through this phase of
they don't want
to
be
not wanting to lose and they don't want to be bad. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I love that one. It takes courage, like just to try, you know. It's okay to be unsure. I'm here while you figure it out. Your ideas matter. Let's explore them together. You don't have to get it perfect to be doing great. That's a great one.
Oh, I love that.
You made a thoughtful choice. That's leadership. Ooh. I feel like stuff like that is so good to tell our kids. Like,
yeah.
Because they're so used to following and watching. And then to have your parents say to you, like, you're leading right now. That's
like
you know,
that.
You made a thoughtful choice.
These words, that's like the real game.
Yes.
No matter what it is they're doing, like this is the real game. This is the bigger game.
The one that actually counts. Yeah. You're allowed to change your mind as you learn more. I saw how you kept going even when it was tough. That's resilience. Watching you grow into yourself is my favorite part of parenting. And I just thought some of, I mean, I don't know if I'll remember all of them, but you know, you use some here and there, and I want to be better about like making intentional connection with the kids about, I mean, cause I'll ask, you know, we're connecting, we're asking questions. We're, you know, I feel like I'm present with them, but this is some good tools that I feel like I can have in my toolbox.
It's like mentorship, like really like it's like role model shit.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Like you said, this is the game that matters. Product. Okay. I don't know if you've been catching this, and if you're not on this train yet,
what?
The UGG sandals, they're called
I bought them.
Golden Star. Did you get them yet?
The ones you have. You said they were on sale. I saw in your story, so I bought them. Yes.
Have they arrived?
I love them.
Did you put them? They are. Okay, so they're called UGG Golden Star Slide, and I believe that they're phasing them out. I have been following them. So I found them last summer. They're not cheap because they're UGG, right? So $140 or something like that. I got one pair, lived in it, fell in love, wore it every day. So then I bought a second pair because they get dirty. Yeah. So then I bought a second pair last summer, but I'm not kidding. I wear them probably 330 days out of 365 days a year now, right? So I've been watching them. They've not been on sale even at what's that called? Black Friday, like no holiday. There's never been a sale on them. And then all of a sudden I see that they're on sale for like 40% off on Amazon. And so I'm like, holy shit. So I buy another pair. And actually, I think I had already bought another pair for this summer because mine were like brown now, like dirty from the, you know, last summer and wearing them so much. So then I think I bought a pair. Then I bought a second pair. So now I've purchased four pairs of these, right? Because of this sale. And I'm thinking it's going to go away. They're still on sale. And now people are sending me like, oh, they're on sale at Nordstrom. Someone just sent me yesterday. They're on sale at Macy's. There was only three sizes left, but they were on sale at Macy's for $70. So I bought two more. I have now purchased six or seven pairs.
You're set for life.
And the reason is because I feel like they're phasing them out. They're closing them out. And I don't want to be without them. They look, so they're platform. They're elongating on your legs, but they look like they would be bulky or clunky or heavy, and they are more comfortable to me than going barefoot. Like and at first I wasn't like, oh, these are super cute. Now I think they're really cute, probably just because I love them so much.
Yeah.
They are so comfortable to wear. You can dress them up, you can dress them down, whatever. They do get dirty. I tried spraying like before, you know, like kind of like a, was that like a fabric protector, kind of like shoe protector thing? I don't know if it really did anything. Someone showed me a suede cleaning kit. So maybe I'll try to get that and see if that works. But I'm telling you right now, get them while they're on sale. They're like clouds for your feet. You can wear true to size. I think you could size down. I got my true size 9.5. I think you could size a half size down if you wanted to. UGG Golden Star Slide. Get them.
Buy them up.
Buy them up. I'm
stock up.
I am. Yeah. So now I have two pair. I've been wearing one pair, whatever. I have two pairs in my closet that are still in boxes. And then yesterday when someone said, I got two for that, cause they're 50% off there, $70 from 140. And they only have the three sizes left. So I bought two more pairs. So now I've got four. I will have four pairs in my closet.
Do you feel like you have enough, or are you still hunting?
Well, my problem is I feel like at some point I'm going to want to move on to a different shoe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like right now I'm like, oh, that's not enough because I want to wear these for the rest of my life. But probably I won't.
Yeah.
Like at some point I'm going to be like, oh, okay. And then I don't want to have any leftover in my closet. Like I don't want to reach the point where, oh, I don't like these anymore.
And then
you remember I used
them
to be like super into Birks, and I still like Birks, but they're not the ones I reach for anymore. But for years they were. And if I had just had like a back stock of Birks in my closet, I'd be at the point now where it's like, oh, they're probably just going to sit there because I found something else that I like better right now, you know?
Right, right.
So I feel like I'll be okay.
You're set.
But what if nothing else better comes along and I have to, and then I'm out of these, and then I have to go back to something that isn't as good because they don't make these anymore.
Yeah.
I just freaking love them. I love them.
Well, so I love them
too. Get them while they're on sale. Get them while they're on sale. I feel like I've got a few more, but I think that that's, you know, nothing that I'm like need to tell you about. Stuff that can wait. So those are mine.
Okay. Everybody thinks we just turn on this microphone and talk. Right. They think that's all it is.
Talk and talk.
They can't see how fast our gears are grinding. My
high
brain
gear.
Hot, high hot. Gear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. My brain is on overdrive when I turn this mic off. And there are some days, right, when there's just a billion things running around through my head. And I don't want that happening. When I lay my head down on that pillow, I want to be able to wind down, sleep, and stay asleep so I can be a functioning human the next day. That's why I love Beams Dream Powder. All right. And let me tell you, when I found it, it changed everything. Dream is an all-natural sleep blend with science-backed ingredients like reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin. It's designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And unlike other sleep aids, there's no next day grogginess, just real deep sleep that helps you actually feel good in the morning. This is honestly one of my favorite parts of my routine.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep through the night without tossing and turning. I wake up feeling refreshed, not groggy, not exhausted, just ready to take on the day. And I'm not the only one. Beam has improved over 17.5 million nights of sleep, and 92% of users surveyed reported better sleep and waking up refreshed. It also tastes delicious. Like, oh my gosh, so delish.
It's so good.
Good. I love frothing it up at night, sitting down, wrapping my hands around that yummy
mug.
Cup of cozy mug. Yeah. And this is also cool. Beam is an American company built and run right here.
Plus, for a limited time, Beam is giving our listeners their best offer yet, up to 40% off. Try their best-selling Dream Powder and get up to 40% off for a limited time. Go to shopbeam.com/sip and use code SIP at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/sip and use code SIP for up to 40% off.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of shows, because you talked about Friends and Neighbors,
yes,
that we recommended to each other and loved.
Yes. You recommended it to me. I didn't recommend it to you until after I watched it.
No, what I'm about to say, speaking of shows, things that we recommended to each other that we ended up loving, we just finished Survivor.
Oh, uh-huh. What'd you think?
I loved it.
I forgot how good that show is, you know?
I loved it. And it's, spoiler alert, I mean, I'm way behind.
Well,
so
yeah,
I feel like, but I'm going to talk about the winners. So just, you know, but this is from 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks.
The best move that Kyle made, I thought it was really crazy for him to take Joe and Eva to the final because they were so good, but they did play the same game.
And I actually don't even think they really played a game.
They just
Joe was just very likable and a powerhouse. And then because Eva was his number one,
she had a lot of advantages that they earned.
Yeah, that's true.
Had the strength. They had a lot of immunity challenges that they had won to like get them through.
Yeah.
So they had like the strength. They had the charisma. They had the social stuff.
Yeah.
But Kyle had everything. Mm-hmm. He had the moves. He made the big move. Mm-hmm. And then what was the name of the woman that he was playing with? Shoot.
Mm. Ah, yeah, what is it? Dang it. Yeah, they were both very good together. I also thought it was amazing that they kept that little alliance a secret the whole time. Did you find it?
Camilla.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that they had, I mean, and they, I love that they were just both so honest about it before they went to the final. Like, we can't be sitting next to each other because we played the same game. And they knew that, like, the vote, it would muddy the votes. And then that's what happened with Joe and Eva.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was so good the way he played it.
Kyle seemed like the underdog to me until he didn't actually seem that impressive to me until he did the lying move with Shaban. What's that guy's name? Anyway, where he took that guy out by lying and got everyone to believe this lie and broke up that alliance. Like,
him and Camilla did that.
Freaking crazy that they asked like, Eva, what did you do? And she tried to use that. She was like, I was the one that made this made this call based on this information. And then he got to come in and say that information was a lie. That was actually my move.
And I love in the jury, Camilla's whispering to him, I got you. Like they're true alliance. Like they built something so real that went all to the end. And when she was saying like, I want it to be one of us, they both really meant that. And I thought it was so cool that she had his back and then she backed him up on that. And so then they were able to, I mean, and Joe and Eva were shell shocked.
Yeah. And so was the whole jury.
The whole, yeah.
And then whatever the guy's name was, dang, what was his name? Like Shibuzi.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even, he was impressed. He got kicked, he got out, voted out because of this lie. And he was impressed. He couldn't even be mad at it. It was like such a good game move.
It was so, it was such so a good season. And I loved, I would have been happy if Joe won. I would have been happy if Eva won.
Yeah.
It was like such a good cast.
Yeah. Apparently Joe's coming back. Someone told me they're the next season, they're bringing back old players again.
Oh,
anyway,
cool.
It's like, don't you feel like it would be a fun family show too?
Yes.
Like Ellie might be too young for it. Because Max kind of, like, he's interested, but he has a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But I feel like Ben could really dig
really
it.
Really get into it. Like a,
Yeah.
Anyway, great. I loved getting back into that show because I've been in and out on it. Never, like, out because I want to be out, just not watching it, you know?
Right.
There's a billion seasons.
Also, Jeff Probst hasn't aged at all.
At all.
Is that not insane?
It's crazy.
He's still, like, I think the best host that's ever hosted
by far,
and just doesn't look like he's any worse for wear
by far.
It's crazy.
Okay, my favorite moment recently was
that's cute.
Random Saturday night, I got a text from my mom that was like, "Hey, I'm going out to a bar tonight with your brothers. Your cousin's band is playing," and I was like,
"Oh."
What? Like I my cousin's band, like I knew that he played music, but I didn't know that they were like doing gigs. And she's like, yeah, he's got a gig. And it was at a McMiniman's, which in Oregon, like that's, and it was like downtown.
Yeah.
So she's like, do you want to come meet up? And I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know? And so then my dad ended up going out, and then a couple of my other cousins ended up. So it like turned into this little mini family reunion.
Oh my gosh.
Out at the bar, we were all out till like 11 o'clock, 11:30, just like drinking beer and like jamming. And my cousin's band was awesome. And if you want to find them, they're called Less Cash and they're on iTunes and Spotify.
That's so cool.
But Less Cash. But it was like just really fun to, I don't know, we were all just looking around being like, why is this so much better than like, family reunion marked on the calendar that you like plan for weeks. Like not that family reunions aren't great, but this, it was just spur of the moment, like at a bar, just enjoying each other's company. It was so fun. So fun.
Aww.
Okay. My favorite like little purchase lately, you know, the little spot books that you shared with me, they have a little spot, get to know me cards, and they're for like the family. And I bought them and I have them at our dinner table. And so at night, like during dinner, every once in a while, I'll pull them out. And because we always at dinner, we light a dinner candle to like just make it like a special moment of the day. And the kids like to light the dinner candle and they like to blow it out. And then the one question we ask at dinner is like, what are we thankful for? And one, we just share something that we're thankful for. So then these little get to know me cards are just super simple, but it's nice. Like, and when you said the 12 things, one of them is like, I love getting to know you, or like seeing who you're becoming as you're getting older. I like the concept of this, of just staying connected.
Yeah.
And even if it's the same question, the answers might be different, like every 6 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
And so there's another one. So I bought that one, a little spot, get to know me, and then table topics, talking point. And there, it's the family edition. They're both on Amazon. Cheap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a get to know me, would you rather too.
Oh, that's
cool.
Which
I feel like, you know, sometimes when they're open ended, then they can be a little trickier, but would you rathers are like, it's this or that, you know, easier to answer. Yeah.
Okay. This was one of my favorite things, but now I don't know if I have to change it back. So I changed my phone to Spanish.
Yeah. You did. Mm-hmm. You did. And I know this only because our editor had texted us something and Colleen replied in Spanish. And I was like, oh, this isn't, and I didn't know because I hadn't gotten a chance to read his message yet. Like I just saw it on my watch, you know? So I was like, oh, maybe he like had something, but I didn't really understand. Yeah. And then when he replied, he goes, did my phone just do something weird? Or did you just respond to me in Spanish? You're like, oh, I changed my whole phone, which I thought is such a bold. So you're getting your texts in Spanish?
No. So all of my texts are in English. The only reason that came through as Spanish is because he has an Android. And so it normally would have been the phone automating writing. Colleen reacted to this with an exclamation point or something.
Right. Oh,
so it was the automated phone language from my phone. So it was like Colleen Le Encanta. Like it was like Colleen loved this thing. So I see my emails and like if I go to an internet website or whatever, like I'll see English.
Mm-hmm.
But if I show you like my phone, it says like miércoles, like you know, and then it's like the calendar, everything. And if I'm like someone's calling me, it's like Ashley Yamando, like it's like everything's in Spanish.
Wow.
So I like it a lot.
I'm so impressed
because I'm
that.
Just trying to I'm trying to immerse myself a teeny bit, you know. I guess that's counter immersing yourself and doing teeny bits is that doesn't jive, but whatever.
Right.
They're the opposite.
Well, yeah, but because you're immersed in your phone, but it still is tiny because in the rest of the everywhere else you look, it's, you know, so yeah, I get that. I mean,
it's fine. Mm-hmm. But so then I forwarded an email to Chris. It's a trip we're looking to book next year. So I'm forwarding it to him. And then the Gmail forwarding language, it was all in Spanish, like all the stuff. I'm like, well, this isn't going to work like for work if I'm doing emails from my phone, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
And then you're sending emails, work emails in Spanish to everyone.
But I think it's still cool.
That is really cool. And I also just thought it was like, I don't know, you're kind of discovering all these fun little, like, you know, you're taking up tennis as a new hobby and you're cross stitching and now you're learning Spanish and you're changing your whole phone. I just feel like that's so cool. You know, keep your brain.
I'm a Renaissance woman, Ash.
It's so cool. I always
have been, but I'm refining that in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then this is like a good gift for like a random friend's, like a random school friend's birthday party. The random birthday party, and not random, but you get a, like, it's not a close friend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for something that's like $30, right? Like $20, bucks, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a hit at Ben's birthday. I looked it up on Amazon. It was $20. So I feel like easy. You could buy like five of these and just have them on hand for boy or girl.
Okay.
Hexbots, H-E-X, Hexbots Nanoland. It's this little tiny track thing that you can build. And it's these teeny tiny like insect robots. And they're like little tiny nano batteries and you turn them on and they're just like addicting. They're like these little tiny bugs that like scurry around and then you build the little tunnels for them and like little mazes for them. And Ben and Ellie love them. Love them. And I got into it with them. Like, this is like weirdly fun.
Addicting. Hex. So is it Hexbots Nanoland?
Yeah.
That's what you said? Okay.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where when we're done with it, we put them in a little Tupperware container to like keep. It's not like, because if you lose everything, then you lose everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
$20. This is a good great one. Birthday gift idea. Okay. Last thing. This is a show I have not watched yet, but it's kind of like Shan's. Everyone's talking about it. It's been recommended to me multiple times by people I really trust. It's the show that I am going to start imminently. Sirens. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. Sirens. It's been, like I said, recommended a lot. Yeah. I'm hearing great things.
Okay. Putting it on my list. I mean, I don't even know what I have on my list at this point, but because, you know, I can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
No.
Yeah. A lot of people are
you
into that too? I started it. I couldn't, I feel like I have to like really bite off a big chunk of it to get addicted more, and I just haven't.
Yeah. I don't, people say that it's very addicting. I don't feel like I'm that interested in these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, because they started on TikTok. So I see some of them on TikTok, but I don't find any of them that entertaining or like whatever. Obviously, a lot of people do because they're got a freaking show, but
I never watched any of The Real Housewives.
Sirens. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like that, probably. Right?
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. Yeah.
And that's not to say I wouldn't like them. I just haven't.
There were. I mean, I used to watch Beverly Hills, Real Housewives, Beverly Hills, Orange County, and New York.
Yeah.
Those are ones that I would like kind of watch. I tried Dallas, but now I don't know. I kind of lost interest in all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've heard people say that it's addicting. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is addicting. Yeah. It's, you know, not for me. This is an ad by BetterHelp. It is men's mental health awareness. And obviously we're two females, but mental health affects everybody. It doesn't pick gender. It doesn't pick age. It doesn't pick demographic. It affects all of us. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, and keep it all together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the US suffer from depression every year, and it's often undiagnosed. Listen, it's okay to struggle. We all do here and there, right? Sometimes real strength comes from opening up about what you're carrying and doing something about it so you can be at your best for yourself and everyone in your life. I have been a huge advocate of therapy. It has helped me in more ways than I can probably even say here. It's something that I've advocated for with John, and BetterHelp is the first place that I started. I love that you do it right from home. They have over 35,000 therapists. They are the world's largest online therapy platform and have served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an App Store rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client reviews. Like I said, it's convenient, right? Because you're just going to do it right from your house. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, switch therapists at any time.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sip. That's betterhelp.com/sip.
All right. Let's bring it home.
Should we land the bird?
Land it.
Rant and rave. Okay, so one of the main rants would be the freaking flight thing, but whatever. The thing that I had written down is, so remember my phone, I don't know if I talked about this here, but I think I talked to you about it. I couldn't send voice notes, photos, or texts for a long time. And John and I have been on separate plans. He was on T-Mobile and I've been on Verizon forever. And I was like, I can't handle my phone. I send pictures and videos, mostly pictures, every single day, screenshots of shit, whatever I'm sending. And then I send voice notes every single day. So to not be able to use my phone the way that I was like, I got it, whatever. So then I go into T-Mobile and we wanted to get on the same, like a family plan anyway. So I go into T-Mobile. I'm like, you know, I'm going to get a new phone. I reset my, so then I have to get like this transfer pin or something from Verizon. So I log in, but it says like the password's wrong. So I go click reset password and then it gives me a code to authenticate. And then I authenticate it. And then it goes, okay, we sent you an email to now click this so you can reset your password. Then I reset my password. Then I do the whole, I had to do it probably 6 times before I finally just called, because it's just like sending me in this circle, same exact steps over and over and over. I'm like, whatever. So I just call. And, you know, she had to like do it for me. But then I got transferred. I got set up on T-Mobile. But then I was thinking this week, I'm like, I probably need to contact Verizon, like cancel my plan there. So I don't know what that means, but I probably have. So I thought, I'm going to go do it right now when we get home. So whatever, I was sitting there. The password, and I use a password manager. So I don't know any of my passwords to anything, but I save them in my password manager.
Okay.
And the passwords that I have, like, they don't work. And this is not, I feel like I've always had issues with Verizon, but there's also some other sites. Do you know, has this ever happened to you where it's like, you know, this is your password because you change it, or you change it and it says password change. Now go log in. And then you go to log in and it doesn't take that password. Like I just changed it.
I hate that.
Verizon. So now I can't log in. So now I have to call again. It's so frustrating when you're doing your part and they're not doing theirs.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Anyway, that's my rant. Dude. What's your rant?
Dude. We went to Costco. It was really hot. This last weekend, it was like mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And we went to Costco at like 4 o'clock, so really hot part of the day. Mm-hmm. And there was someone had their dog in the car. no shade. They had the windows down. They had all the windows down, but it's still really hot. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Am I crazy for thinking that that's mm-hmm. just like really hot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
no shade.
Okay. No shade in the sun. The windows are down. And I'm like, well, if the window, and it wasn't a temperature controlled car. There wasn't like a.
Well, right. And if the windows are down, there's
Tesla
no.
Or whatever. Yeah. But mm-hmm. so I Googled it because I'm like, is this safe or not? Like, you know, so right. I'm like, if the windows are down on a hot day, and it was like, no, it can still get really hot.
Yeah. Like up to, it's like 20 degrees hotter or something.
So
right?
we have the kids and I ask the shopping cart, there was a shopping cart guy. I was like, has this dog been like, do you know if, did anyone mm-hmm. say anything to you? Like, hey,
is it panting?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did anyone say anything to you? Like if they're gonna like come right back? And he's like, no, you know. But he didn't seem that worried about it. And
well,
Chris
yeah,
is like, sometimes
kid?
The supervisors at the store will like help do something. So I'm like, okay, you take the kids. I go in and I like, I'm going to go to the,
right.
he leads me to like yeah. the, whoever the supervisor is. I felt like I was totally inconveniencing them. I'm like, hey, there's a dog out there, like in a car. It's a really hot day. Like it's like 95 out there.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no, like, you know, they're not going to do anything. You can call. They're like, we won't do anything. But and it just they were so dismissive of it. I was so like disheartened. They're like, yeah, you can call, but they probably won't come out. I've never seen them bust windows like for a dog. I'm like, am I on another planet? Like, what is
yeah.
happening right now?
Yeah, this is a living being. What are we talking about?
And then That's they just crazy. Kind of walked away. And I love Costco, but I'm like, dude, at least fake
yeah.
that you care about. Anything like this was really strange,
right?
So then I called the non-emergency line, and I was like, hey, you know, same thing. And they're like, yeah, no, you know, she's like, I can place a call if you want me to, but they probably won't come out if the windows are down. And she's like, and I'm like, oh, really? And she's like, do you want me to place a call or not? Like, it was like that vibe. I'm like, what is going on?
Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Weird.
And the shopping cart guy was with me and he's like, I'm going to be like right here. He's like, I will keep an eye on this dog. Like, and I can grab, like, I can, you know, whatever. So he was right there. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Like, but I just.
What?
It just was, anyway, it just been irking me.
Yeah. Right. Cause then you want to just be annoyed with the dog owners for doing that. But then it's like, wait, now I have to be annoyed with all of you people that don't also give a fuck.
Like, why are we taking zero our dogs care? To cut? Why are they yeah. sitting in a parking lot? Like, just don't.
In the hot.
Yes.
Sun. That's yes. insane. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
really just. Ugh.
When you came out, was he still there? Was
no.
the dog still there? Okay.
No.
Good. No. So hopefully maybe it was a quick trip.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Sometimes, totally. Like there was one time I don't think it was a hot, hot day, but it was hot. It was sunny out, whatever. Yeah. But we had just left the dog park. And so Brewer was like, both of them, I think I had both my dogs panting, but it was not because they were sitting in the car hot. It was because they had just exercised a bunch. And then I ran, it was like a gas station. Like I ran in really quick, you know, but when I came out, there was someone at the, or no, someone came in, I was checking out and someone came in. They're like, someone has their dogs out there. And I was like, oh yeah, that's, you know, I'm glad that you said, but I was like, oh yeah, that's fine. And it was,
because
they were at their dog park. So maybe it was something like that. Maybe the dog was panting. Maybe they weren't there that long. But Costco is also not a run in and run out kind of place.
No.
Especially on a weekend.
Yeah.
The lines are insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but hopefully that's not like a regular thing. But yeah. Look alive, people.
Yes.
Show some respect for our creatures.
Yes.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
All right. What's your rave?
My rave is just going to be this spontaneous trip. It's got to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was just so cool to just randomly. I just want to do more of that, like with say yes to things.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't feel nervous, but I feel like there's times where I'm like, that might just be weird. So I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to go out to dinner or one-on-one or like just little things that I say no to because I think it's going to be weird. And I just kind of want to chase those adventures, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I want to say yes to more things that are a little out of my norm, a little unusual, and see how life shows up because it was so fun and just kind of random. And it was really, I really enjoyed talking to this mom and getting to know her kids and then seeing my kids have, you know, little friendships with them. Like it was just so cute. And I'm so grateful that she thought to even, because I feel like that also took a little bit of courage for her.
Yeah.
To put herself out there and potentially get rejected, but be like, hey, would you be interested? Like, I don't know. We're not, I would say we're friends now, but before that we were just like kind of acquaintances or like kind of business people. I don't know. Anyway, it was very awesome. And I'm grateful that she invited me. I'm grateful we said yes. I'm grateful my sister could go. It was just a really cool, fun weekend. Ugh. So then that's also like, yes, say yes to things, but also maybe just be the one that invites, you know?
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. What's your rave?
Okay. On the flip side of the Costco story.
Okay.
My rave is about people who do the right thing when that is required. Mm-hmm. So I talked earlier in the episode about a friend of mine who has a family member who's very ill. And I'm next week, I'm going on a big hike adventure thing. Mm. And they were supposed to come on this trip. And it's this trip where it's this lodge that you can take a plane into or you hike into.
Oh my gosh.
And then it's like this luxury, it's like a very cool event. And we've been planning it for like a year.
Wait, yeah, because I feel like you've talked about this before and something happened.
We didn't get to go last time. Yes. It's like the cursed trip, knock on wood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's six of us and then two people can't go this time because of what's happening. Mm. And she was like, is there anyone else that you would want to go like on this trip with? I'm like, it's not going to be the same unless it's you guys. And she's like, well, we can't cancel it. Like we're within 30 days and they have like a strict policy because it's not the easiest thing for them to like fill. Right.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyway, so I just called the company, like I called the place for her. And I just explained, I was like, hey, I know your policy, you know, mm-hmm. I totally get that. Can I just like take a minute and explain like mm-hmm. what's going on? And I don't know if there's like any options and
exception. Yeah.
Yeah. And the woman was just like, I feel like they probably hear that a lot, like not, but I like shared the story of like what's going on in this place. You guys, it's called Minim River Lodge in Oregon. And she was like, I am so sorry to hear that for your friend. Aww. That was the first thing she said. She's like, I am so sorry to hear about that. And she's like, that is our policy. It's really strict. She's like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that they have a credit. We'd love to have them back some other time. And she's like, but more than anything, like, I just, you know, and we talked a little bit longer and I just was like, I got teary-eyed talking to her because I'm like, thank you for being such a great human.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is going to mean the world to them. And anyway, it was just like, this is the last thing on my friend's mind, you know? But I texted her and I'm like, hey, this is all taken care of. And she just, mm-hmm. she started crying because she was like, wow, I can't believe they did that. Mm-hmm. And like, that you called, like, it's just like this, the human connection, right? This like love, this like we're all here in this together through mm-hmm. the ups and downs. And shout out to Minim River and like for just people being good, you know, when you can, when you have an opportunity to be good and then you can
do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also understand policies. I get that sometimes you just can't, you know, do things. Chris, then a couple days later, we got an Airbnb cancellation request within like the window. And she was like, I'm so sorry. We would never ask this, but like someone's sick. And I'm like, pay it forward. Right. Do the right thing. Let him out. And Chris, you know, he's the principal police. He can't. So then he started, like he found that she had a public profile.
Yeah.
Chris will greatly inconvenience himself to know to have like peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
So he finds this person's Instagram profile.
Okay.
He's checking her throughout the weekend. Uh-huh. On Saturday night, he puts the phone in my face and he said, wow, she seems really sad because she was saying that someone had passed away. And it was like she was at another house, like having the time of her life, like popping bubbles and yeah.
So anyway, no refund. Did you guys refund?
No, we'd already refunded. I said, pay it forward.
So we refunded, but give then her the benefit of the doubt. It.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, though. You also can't be liars.
I know.
That's that why hurts. They have those policies.
I know.
Because people abuse them.
And if Minim River Lodge would have said no, I would have understood. I would have respected it.
Yeah.
I would not have pushed it. But she had to have been able to tell, like in my tone or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, we love you all.
We love you guys. We for sure do. Thanks for hanging with us. You can sip with us always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron.
Just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.